In Texas, 1 week from today, a new law goes into effect that will drastically reduce access to abortion services. This will likely leave 9 clinics open in the entire state. The law requires clinics to meet tougher building standards, and it mandates that doctors have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Abortion rights supporters have asked the Supreme Court to intervene. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
At the hands of the Texas legislature, the last 4 years have been long for supporters of abortion rights.
It has been a very rough time, not only for providers, but for the women and families that we serve.
Amy Hagstrom-Miller is the CEO of Whole Women's Health, which filed suit to block Texas's latest abortion restrictions. Miller says if the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't step in and do just that, there'll be few clinics left.
Over 1 million women of reproductive age in the state of Texas will be more than 150 miles away from one of those facilities, many women having to travel upwards of 300-400 miles. So you're going to see almost like a pre-Roe environment where people with means, they can go to Dallas and stay in a hotel for a few days, but the vast majority of people are going to be denied access to the safe care that they've, up until this point, been able to access in Texas.
In 1992, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that while the individual states could impose restrictions on abortion, they could not pass laws that posed an undue burden on a woman's access to an abortion. But that left an important question. What constitutes an undue burden? Gretchen Borchelt is Vice President of Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center.
So those who want to restrict abortion have made it clear that their goal is to push that standard further and further so that almost nothing can be an undue burden.
The anti-abortion volley from the Texas legislature is twofold. First, all Texas abortion clinics must henceforth meet hospital-like building specifications. Second, all abortion doctors must obtain admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. That requirement has already shut down 20 Texas abortion clinics because Texas hospitals haven't wanted to get involved in the controversial issue. This may leave the state with one abortion clinic for every 700,000 women of reproductive age.
We have already filed an emergency motion in the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the decision of the Fifth Circuit.
Stephanie Todi with the Center for Reproductive Rights is the lead lawyer on the case.
We hope that the court will take that motion up before July 1st when the Fifth Circuit's order would otherwise take effect.
Anti-abortion advocates say Texas's laws are not about closing clinics, but about protecting women's health. The clinic closings are a positive byproduct.
If we're advocating for abortion access over safety, then that's a mistake because you're arguing for women to have access to unsafe abortion.
Emily Horn is with Texas Right to Life. Horn wants to see the state put more money into facilitating adoptions and helping to convince women to keep their babies.
We need to get better at telling women what their other options are, as well as alternatives to abortion that provide lots of services for women even after they've had a child.
With the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals proving to be a reliable ally, the anti-abortion movement in Texas is on a hot streak. They have the utmost confidence that they can win every time they lace up the wingtips. And if the Texas case does go to the Supreme Court, they feel they have a better than even chance to win there too. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.